Student protesters camped out on the school's south lawn overnight in pop-up tents. But this afternoon, police led or carried some of the protesters away in zip-tie handcuffs while surrounded by scores of onlookers. At issue, some of the companies Columbia invests in, such as Hyundai and Airbnb. Activists say the car company's equipment is used to demolish Palestinian homes, and the vacation rental firm operates apartment listings in Israeli settlements inside the occupied West Bank. Yesterday, University President Manoush Shafiq testified in front of the U.S. Congress defending the university's record fighting anti-Semitism on campus. The same day, according to an Instagram post by the protest organizers, the school agreed to one demand: financial transparency regarding university investments. An email from the president cited campus safety as the reason for authorizing the New York Police Department to clear out the encampment. The university has struggled to contain and respond to multiple pro-Palestinian protests this school year. Claire Davenport, Columbia Radio News.